What earlier was called Island Ford, for obvious reasons, was a relatively shallow part of the Yadkin River on either side of the island you see. The ford was part of a major Native American trading path, and artifacts indicate people lived here 10,000 years ago. Later, wagon roads were built to it from Salisbury towards points east and north. A Spanish exploration from a colony at modern Paris Island, South Carolina, led by Captain Juan Pardo, built Fort Santiago downriver from the island with the help of Guattari Native Americans in early 1568. This was 17 years before the first English settlement in North Carolina on Roanoke Island. The Spaniards were soon driven out or killed, and the site is underwater now. Like the Spaniards, Englishman John Lawson walked here from the coast in 1701. He was making an exploration of the Carolina colony, mostly on foot, in an ark from Charleston to Washington, North Carolina. He had followed the trading path along the route now covered by U.S. 2970 further south and arrived on Wednesday, January 29. He stayed with Sapona in their village on the north or left bank on the far side of the island for several days. He wrote, "This most pleasant river may be something broader than the Thames at Kingston, keeping a continual pleasant warbling noise with its reverberating in the bright marble rocks. One side of the river is hemmed in with mountainy ground, the other side proving as rich a soil to the eye of a knowing person with us as any this western world can afford." He notes that the Sapona King was holding 5 prisoners for an unpleasant fate. "The fire of pitch pine being got ready and a feast appointed, the sufferer has his body stuck thick with light wood splinters, which are lighted like so many candles, the tortured person dancing round a great fire till his strength fails and disables him." Please scroll down to the audio clip under Racers Arrive.